Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting second, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third, the center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chris Arnold. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires to first and picks off Martinez. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bonds moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a line drive towards center. Schneck catches it and throws to second to double up Bonds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote is walked intentionally. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koosman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Grote moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. Koosman moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnold hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck, who is chasing the ball. Arnold reaches third base with a triple. Matthews scores. Kingman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Arnold tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck, who is chasing the ball. Maddox reaches third base with a triple. Phillips scores. Spear goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddox scores. There goes Bonds trying to get to home. Schneck throws the ball into Grote, who tags Bonds, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 6-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Arnold moves to second. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 2 in the game. Barr hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Arnold scores. Barr moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Giants. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Bob Miller. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Schneck goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Giants. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to third for the out. Maddox moves to second. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Maddox scores. Bonds moves to third. It's 8-2, Giants. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman is walked intentionally. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnold takes first base on ball 4. Bonds scores. Matthews moves to third. Kingman moves to second. It's 9-2, Giants. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. George Theodore now playing left field. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schneck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Schneck reaches second base with a double. Garrett goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Giants. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schneck moves to third. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schneck scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Giants. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.